Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Tyler Crabb. On today's program, we're joined by Bob Zylstra, Kate Hoxbergen, and Aaron Schreiner to preview the 2026 Pella Farmers Market.
So, Bob, we've made it through tulip time, and here we are. We're getting ready for the opening day of the Pella Farmers Market. I'll let you talk a little bit about when those are starting up.
Yeah, the Pella Farmers Market will open on May 14th. It's Thursday, May 14th at 4 o'clock, and we're going to kick it off with a ribbon cutting. And so we're in Central Park in Pella, in Central Park, on the east side of Central Park. So again, it started at 4 o'clock on Thursday, May 14.
Absolutely. And Kate, we talk about the farmer's market, and with that comes the tagline for the farmer's market. I'll let you talk a little bit about what the tagline is and kind of what that represents.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year, the board was pretty much new, and we were starting fresh, so we decided let's do a rebrand. So we did a rebrand of the logo and created it with a wholesome little pickup loaded with vegetables and our name. And then we thought a appropriate tagline would tie in with community, but also with growing things. So we branded our tagline, Harvesting Goodness, Growing Community. So that's what we're going with this year. And we do have a kind of a subset of marketing information that was generated from the PR marketing class at Central College. And they have a marketing emphasis that they entitled The Good Within. And so we're going with the original tagline, but that is more of our marketing PR effort, is The Good Within.
And that is a good tagline there for the Pella's Farmers Market. We are joined by Aaron Schreiner as well, who is one of the vendors for our Pella Farmers Market. And when we talk about it, I know that there's a lot of exciting things going on with the market. And part of that is a little bit of expansion within some of the stands, some added stands, and then some added options for those that are visiting the vendors as well.
So Riverside Farms is expanding a little bit this year. We are expanding our green bean production, so we'll be having 5 acres of green beans available through June through probably frost date. So, there's a lot of vendors there. We'll have lots of produce, and, yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be really good. Just show up, support local produce and your whole community.
And one thing, too, that I wanted to kind of note about Riverside Farms real quick is the options available for those who are attending the market, whether that be, you know, those with a lot of income, maybe some of those with a little bit less income as well.
Yeah, so Riverside Farms, we are state certified, so we accept all senior and women's WIC checks. We do accept food stamps, cash, and debit credit cards. So all payment options are available through our farm stand.
Very unique there, and we appreciate that information as well. And Bob, it's very exciting here as we're talking about the opening date of the Pella Farmers Market, that there is a lot of growth that is taking place with the farmers market, whether that be with vendors, whether that be with those options. I'll let you talk a little bit about that expansion.
Right. Well, this year we have over 30 vendors already signed up, and that's nice bit of growth from over the last few years. It may be the biggest number ever at this time of year. So we're excited about that, and it'll run a wide range from people offering baked goods to homemade jellies and jams to honeys to fresh produce, and we're looking forward to that. We're also excited about our ribbon cutting exercise. We're going to get some help from the Chamber of Commerce, so we'll do an official ribbon cutting. Our Mayor Don DeWard's going to make a few comments and help us get it kicked off for the year. There'll be free popcorn, we're going to have live music, and we're going to be handing out some farmers market canvas shopping bags. So these are nice shopping bags, and they're a very nice shopping bag. And so we're hoping people will come, get a free shopping bag, get some popcorn, and keep coming through the year and use those farmers market bags all through the season. So that's, I think, just a nice free offering to help us get the season up and running. We're early in the vegetable season, but Aaron and the rest of our producers, they're promising pretty quickly we're going to have a nice variety of fresh vegetables coming into the market.
Absolutely. One thing I kind of want to talk about, too, that just kind of jumped out to me is with some of those expanded options, it's going to really allow for even more fun throughout the summer months with the farmers market, because it does kind of pair up with Thursday's Impala as well there, where they kind of run coinciding alongside each other there on Thursdays. When you talk about just kind of having some of those expanded options, I'm sure that's going to be very nice to add some of that variety as well come those events.
Yeah, and it's very nice. And for people that come to town, you know, you get pretty much the Thursdays in Pella, they occupy the west and the south side. We're on the east side of Pella Central Park, and just nice complimentary things. If you want to get, as an example, fresh homegrown eggs, you can get those at our place. If you want to go to some of the other things, go to Pella's Thursdays in Pella. But we also have, as an example, Miguel Gonzalez, his taco stand will be there on the east side. That's a very popular we'll run through the summer with that. So, again, that's a nice complimentary offering to what you'll see from the food trucks during Thursdays in Pella. And our vendors love those 2 months when we have Thursdays in Pella. It just makes the whole park come alive with people and lots of events going on. It's good business for us, and I think for people, they just find it a really an entertaining way to spend an evening in Pella.
Absolutely. And Kate, when we talk about some of these vendors, one thing that I know that we talked about a little bit off the air that's going to be exciting is kind of a chance to showcase some of those vendors through social media.
We call this the vendor spotlight. And every week we hope to feature a vendor. We'll show their photos so people can put a name with a face and with their goods that they're offering. And then we will show some of their goods and talk about why they decided to be part of Farmers Market, how they started in the business, and what maybe would be one of the highlight things that they have to sell.
Absolutely. And when we talk about it, vendors are what help the Farmers Market make it what it is, right?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, you can't do it without that. And so, Aaron, when we talk about those vendors and the importance of that, I know that Bob mentioned we've got 30-plus vendors already signed up for this year. I'm sure that all of us at the table here would like to see that number continue to climb and just see that continue to grow. For the vendors who maybe aren't as sure how to get involved, or maybe they've thought about getting involved, just not necessarily don't know the process of getting started, where can they go to kind of learn some of that information to get involved with the Pella Farmers Market?
Honestly, I think the best thing to do is just to show up at the Pella Farmers Market, because all of our council is there every Thursday, and they're easy to spot in their blue shirts. So you can tell that they're there and in charge. So just go up and talk to them. It's a good way to do it. Or you can hit them up on their Facebook page at the Pella Farmers Market Facebook page and just reach out there.
Thanks again to Bob Zylstra, Kate Hawksbergen, and Aaron Schreiner for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone and Ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.